Blog Talk Radio.
Jiggy them all, jiggy them all, jiggy them all, jiggy them all.
Hey.
Your mother and a trader. Ah, when they make you the ponder, how long you be under on my winter? Ah, why are you so far?
Why are you so far?
If your God that far,
so far.
Oh, so how far? See, no matter the suffer, my God will suffer. Make me rise from the suffer, even if you be afar. See, no matter the suffer, hey, God, my God will decipher.
Oh, yeah, brother, my love. Who don't want to make it dance like me? Oh, yeah, brother, my love. Who don't want to make it dance like me?
We want to deploy the blood tonight because it's the blood that gives us access. It's the blood that justifies us. It's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that has redeemed you and I to make us sons and daughters of God. And tonight, As we come into the presence of a holy God, we come with pure hearts and clean hands, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. For you said that there is life in the blood. You said, because of the blood of thy covenant have I brought thee forth out of the pit where there is no water. Tonight we deploy the blood of Jesus to speak on our behalf. Let the blood undertake, let the blood prevail, let the blood answer, let the blood overrule every accusation, every inscription, every contention, every opposition, every resistance, anything that is contending with the will of God for our lives, for our destiny. Let the blood of the Lamb answer. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Let the blood of the Lamb speak. Let the blood of the Lamb undertake. Somebody open your mouth and plead the blood of Jesus. What came over God? Reka Panamante. For they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Tonight, by the blood, we overcome every adversary. We overcome every enemy. We overcome any assignment of darkness. We destroy every weapon of the adversary. We come against all forms of devices, all forms of operations, all forms of assignment. We lift up the blood. We lift up the blood. We invoke the blood. We plead the blood. We accept the mysteries of the blood. We release the blood of the Lamb of God to the very foundation of every resistance. We deploy the mysteries of the blood of Jesus against every satanic mystery, against whatever is hidden and concealed in our lives, whatever is working in the shadows behind the scenes. We deploy the blood of Jesus. We release the power of the blood to prevail in our atmosphere, in our areas and domains of oppression. Tonight, let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. We release the forces of the blood. Let it travel and shatter foundations of form of evil, foundations, ungodly foundations, demonic foundations, all forms of witchcraft activities. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood undertake. We plead the blood. Somebody cry out. Clap your hands. Release the blood. We activate the speakers of the blood. Mateka. Ula mata. Lebataka. Nimaha. Tuade. Lezu. Nimaha. Nimahata. Leria. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Whatever. What is up? Ula mate. Adesua. Nimahata. We release the blood. Atus. Ades. We break down barriers, we destroy walls, we destroy resistance by the blood of Jesus. We declare we will accept the blessing of the Lord. We will accept the promise. We will enter the land of fulfillment, the land of manifestation by the power of the blood. What day would happen? Adelia, Masu, Dimahata, Leta Paruate, Demanana Mata, Matua Demaha, Lekuse, Udeni Nitapa, release the blood, release the blood, bleed the blood, deploy the blood, let the blood answer, let the blood speak, let the blood undertake. Let the blood wash. Let the blood cleanse. Let the blood justify. Open your mouth. Plead the blood. Release the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. Atua, Ades, Likapa, Utema Halia, Atua Desu, Utama Nikata, Rapanu Ades. What enemy at all? Uranda God, Alusa Kappa, Namateka,
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in on today to the Sounds of Music with Angel on Deck right here on the Angels of Melody with the Voices of the Nations. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings on today. We thank him for life, health, and strength. And we just thank him for this platform that we are able to be heard all over the world. We thank God for Winnie A1. We thank God for that great song, Jiggy Dem. We thank the Lord for that. And then after that, you heard our brother Sonny Badu and Son of David. And then the prayer, the powerful prayer you heard was Bishop Kibiatu. And that was the blood prayer. And we just thank God for all of our listeners on today. To all of Africa, we want to give you a shout-out on today. To all of our family there in Nigeria, in Ghana, those of you that are in Uganda, in Kenya, those that are in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Ethiopia, Liberia, those that's in Cameroon. We just thank God for all of you listening in on today. Also, to all of the United States of America, we want to give a shout-out to every city and state, those that are listening in, to all of our Latino family. We want to say God bless you. We thank God for you. Those that's in Brazil listening in, God bless you. In the UK and Italy, God bless you. In Hong Kong, in Russia, we want to say God bless you. Even in Mexico, we want to say God bless. Even in Australia, God bless you. All over the world, even in Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, we want to say God bless you on today. We have a very great program on today, and we just thank God for this, like I said, this great platform that has been given to us, not only for me to be heard, but for all of our ministers of the gospel and the word to be heard as well around the world. We just thank the Lord for that on today, and we have some great gospel music that's coming from out of America, that's coming from Africa, that's coming from all over the world. We just thank God for all of our recording artists that are listening in right now. We thank God for, you know, all of the ministers, everyone that is listening in, whether you're listening in through the Twitter or through the Facebook, or whether you're listening in through your laptop or however you're listening in, we just want to give you a shout-out on today. And I want to tell you something. A lot of you, I've been looking at the Oracle TV, and I love all the movies on there that I see all the time. I love all the actors and the actresses. It's just awesome, I'm telling you. I love my African movies. And I want to encourage somebody on the day, if you have not seen Damage, you got to see Damage. It is a great movie that is going around, that is being seen right now. I have been posting it up on Facebook and on Twitter as well. It's a movie about domestic violence, and we know that that happens around the world. I lost a great sister of mine some years back to domestic violence. She felt like she could not leave, and she had to stay in it, and she was married to a well-known artist, you know, that was known, and I'm telling you, it was just something. He beat her to where she didn't even wake up, and I mean, it was too many blows to the brain, and I take that very seriously, y'all, and it's not only the women being abused, but it's a lot of men that's being abused too, as well, mentally and physically as well. We just don't hear a lot about it. We always hear about the women. You know, you have children that are being abused. And so I'm telling y'all, take time out, go online, type in Damage. I know I look at it on, I've seen it on the Oracle TV, but you can also pull it up, I believe, maybe on YouTube. But whatever you do, when you get some time, please watch this movie. It is a great movie, and it's a movie of truth. Things like that are really happening. Tragedy is taking place in homes. Children are suffering. People are suffering. And so we just want to lift up, you know, the people that are being abused. I want to say a prayer right now I just feel led, before I continue on in the program with our artists' music on today, but I want to pray for those that are going through mental and physically abuse, you know, right now. It doesn't matter who you are. God knows who you are. I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are. And I just want to pray, and we're going to bind up this spirit of abuse and this mental abuse, and even this abuse that's going on even in the body of Christ. You know, we have a lot of people that are being abused, mentally abused by leaders and mothers of the church, and this should not be going on. And a lot of people are hurt. They are hurting, and they're even crying out and saying, Lord, where did I go wrong? You didn't go wrong. Nobody deserves to be abused. Nobody deserves that at all. Not even a cat, not even a dog. But we want to lift up bleeding hearts on today that are going through hurts from whatever you are going through. I want to let you know that God is concerned, and he will dry up every tear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. And, Lord, I lift up every sister, every brother, every child, oh, God, everyone to you right now. Lord, you see in all the countries, and you see here in the states, in the cities, you see all over the world. Lord, you know every prayer. You've seen all the tears of sorrow that has been shed. You heard the heart's cry of all your children, oh God, around the world. And Lord, we lift them up right now. We're asking that your divine healing will fall up on them right now, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, we ask that you will touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal every wounded area, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are facing abuse, those that are going through, God, I ask right now that you will release your angels, loose them out now in great abundance around them now. In the name of Jesus, give them what to do. Open up their ear gates. Speak to them and let them know, oh God, that you are there, and that no weapon formed against them that it shall not prosper. Enough is enough. And Lord, we thank you right now for giving them a way of escape, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, ask them the words that hurt, whether it's curse words, whatever it is, oh God, let it bounce off of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it will not enter in to their minds, and that it will not enter into their hearts, oh God. But Lord, let them know that you love them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that they are somebody in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, erase the bad memories of the past. And we just bind up this spirit of fear that would have your people to be in fear, to move on, oh God, that they feel like they should take this mess that's going on, oh God. We ask now that you would give them the spirit, oh God, that roaring spirit against that enemy, God, that they can step out, Lord, and that they will move from this abuse, oh God, that they will come up out of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're making ways. Lord, we thank you that you made a way for many men and women and children to escape this spirit, oh God, of abuse. And Lord, we just thank you right now for doing it. We thank you, God, that you're going to open up doors for them to move out right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we right now, we ask now that you will put such a shaking on the abusers right now, that they will come to themselves, Lord, that they will fall to their knees, that they will cry out forgiveness right now, today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that they will repent from their wickedness right now, oh God. Deliver them now. Deliver that pastor, oh God, that's trying to put a hold on the congregation. Deliver that mother, oh God, that's trying to mess with the minds, oh God, of your women and men in the church, oh God. Release, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will shake up, oh God, the abusers in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them to their knees, Lord. Let them know, oh God, that you are there and that you are seeing, oh God, and that you are not pleased with this program, oh God, and they're going to have to surrender, oh God. Hallelujah. They're going to be taken out in the name of Jesus. It's time off of this abuse, oh God. We thank you for deliverance right now. We thank you for wholeness. Lord, you made families to be in unity, not to be split up, not to be abused. But, oh, God, you made the man and the woman, oh, God, in one union, oh, God. Oh, Lord, and the children, oh, God, as one, as a whole in a family. So, Lord, we thank you for correction coming. Oh, God, let your wind, God, tear down every situation in the homes that are not like you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you honor and glory. Lord, I lift up all your artists around the world. Lord, I ask now that you will continue to move by your spirit. It was you that gave them the gift to rap, oh God. It was you that is that gave them the gift to sing, oh God. It is you, oh God, that put the words down in their belly. It is you, oh Lord, that has them writing like they are, oh God. It is you, Lord, that makes the way, God. And Lord, I ask for a mighty cash flow will fall upon these artists right now, that your divine favor will fall now, Lord, that mighty doors will be open, oh God, that they will be able to travel beyond Africa and beyond the United States, oh God, but they will move even further, oh God, into other nations, oh God, that you have, oh God, your people in right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Many are saying they're giving up. Many feel the music is not going anywhere. Many people are saying, I've been writing and writing and writing, and I don't know what else to do. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Many are saying they have applied for passports and applied, oh, God, for the visas and just seem like they're being turned down. But, oh, God, we thank you right now that you hold power in your hand. All power in your hand. All power in your hand. And, Lord, we thank you right now for the blessings. We thank you for the passports. We thank you for the visas being released, oh, God. We thank you for the way being made, for the ticket be paid, oh, God, for the airlines, oh, God, for them to fly out, Lord, and sing and rap your music, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now for it. We thank you right now for it. Oh, God, we thank you for this year, 2013. Oh, God, it is a blessed year, as you said. It is a blessed year, as you said and promised to us. We will receive all that you have told us that we're going to receive, oh, God. We will move far, oh, God, in you, as you said that we're going to move, Lord. And we thank you, and we praise you, oh, God. And we thank you for the power that you have given us to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And you said nothing shall by any means hurt us. So, Lord, we are walking in that dominion today and forevermore. Lord, we thank you for having our back. Oh, God, bless right now, Lord, your people. And, Lord, I ask now that those that are depressed, those that's on pills, taking depression pills, Lord, we ask that you will remove this depression, that you will just destroy. We destroy this depression demon right now from around us, from around and in our homes, from around our families, oh, God. Give us to continue to believe in you, Lord, and no matter how it looks, that we will continue to speak your word and believe in your word, Lord, that you have spoken. You said nothing will come to you void. And, God, we thank you. We thank you for your promises. And, Lord, we thank you that from this day forth, it's going to be greater than our yesterdays. Our tomorrows will be greater than our yesterdays. And we thank you, God, in the next minute will be greater than the minute behind us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. And, Lord, I just want to thank you for this platform that you have given me, oh, God, that you have put me over to do your work, to bless, oh, God, these people around the world, hallelujah, to be heard as well as me. Lord, I thank you. It has not been easy. But, Lord, I'm still standing on your word that you're going to bless this ministry, that the finances are going to roll in. Lord, I'm believing you today. Hallelujah, when it seemed like I wanted to give up, God. Oh, Lord, you put the push in me, Lord. I cannot look at what man will do, but I have to look at, God, what you have man to do. Lord, I thank you that you are over man. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that will overtake not only me, but it will overtake your people, oh God, those that will sow in this ministry. Lord, I thank you that you said the overflow, hallelujah, will even touch down in their households. Lord, I thank you for it right now. And I thank you, oh God, that that word, Lord, that you have spoken, that it will not return to you void. Lord, we thank you for this is the year of blessings, oh God. This is the year, oh God, of overflow as you have promised. But, Lord, you said we have to believe it. And if we believe it, we will receive it. Well, Lord, we're asking right now that you will help us believe that we will not speak negative in our situations, oh God, but we will speak your word and we will speak positive that it is going to be a change coming. And, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. I'm telling you, the miracle is now. The overflow is now. And I'm telling you, just like when he gave me that song, and it says, your miracle is now. Your miracle is now. Just reach up and grab it, because your miracle is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your miracle is now. Hallelujah. We thank God to know that our miracle is now. You know what? I thank God that he is the head of this ministry. Because I really did not plan. I did not think that I was coming on these airwaves like this morning to pray like that and to speak like that. But I've always said this ministry is the Lord's, and whatever he want to do, I'm open. And so I thank God because somebody out there needed to hear this prayer. Somebody needed to hear that song. Somebody needed to be encouraged on today. And I just want to let y'all know right now that as we play this music on the day from these different wonderful artists that I thank God for putting in my path, and artists, more artists are steady yet coming, but I'm speaking to y'all artists out there, wherever you may be, in Africa, in Italy, wherever you may be, I just want to encourage y'all today and let you know to keep on writing, keep on singing, keep on speaking, keep on rapping the word of God, keep on doing what you're doing. Because I'm telling you, God has something in store greater than it's ever been before. I'm telling you, for you. The overflow is yours. Keep on doing it because it is changing lives. Even on this radio, this program, we have people tuning in from Hong Kong and Croatia, Brazil, all over the world. They are tuning in, and many have left me messages and said, even the songs that were sung in other languages, they said whether they knew what it was or not, what they were saying. But many people said they were blessed by this ministry. Many people said that they were blessed by this ministry. Many people said they were blessed even by the music that they was hearing. So many souls are being saved. So many blessings are coming upon the people around the world. So many situations are being solved. There have been known that people have had suicide attempts, and he said, I listened to that music, and I put the gun down, I put the pills down. Keep on writing. Keep doing what you're doing. As I posted on Facebook yesterday, a lot of you may not know my Facebook name. If you want to friend me on Facebook, you can send me a request on Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, space, Angel, Angels of Melody. That's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, space, Angels of Melody. It's one whole word, Angels with the S, A-N-G-E-L-S-O-F-M-E-L-O-D-Y, space, page 2, P-H-E-T-T-W-O. That's Tonya, Angels of Melody, page 2. And I'm telling you, you can friend me and on Facebook, and I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I've met a lot of my African family there from Ghana and Nigeria. So many have came here in the States, and we have connected and seen face-to-face. We have fellowship, have had concerts. It has just been awesome. And I thank God for you all. I want y'all to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Keep doing what you're doing. All of our American artists, the artists around the world, wherever you may be living at, I just want you to know that God loves you and the angel of Melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. And so right now I'm going to shut my mouth up. We got an hour and 20 minutes still remaining, and we just thank God for his word, for the prayers. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him for what he's doing in this ministry. Glory to God. I thank him. And I thank him for what he's doing in your life. I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him on today. I really am. I'm excited about what he's going to do. Hallelujah. I am really grateful for this platform. I used to always say, God, how in the world did something like this happen to me? How in the world could I be connected to such people, you know, around the world? I mean, seriously, people in Brazil, in Paris, in Russia, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it's just something. You know, I never asked for this, never wanted to be on. I never would have thought this would be going on. People have asked me, have you had experience in the radio? You are made for it. I said, God made me for this, because who in a million years would have thought that I would have been meant for, you know, doing this? And I know this is not going to be always, because I have to get on the road and preach and stuff, like just like he got me, you know, have in me. But this is something that he has me doing for this moment. And I thank God. And I know that I'm going to meet a lot of you. I know my feet is going to touch down in Nigeria. I know it's going to touch down in Zambia and Ghana. I know it's going to touch down in Kenya and Uganda. I know this is going to happen. My feet is going to tread on, or come down, fall down on Italy. I thank God I'm going to be able to meet a lot of y'all. And we're going to be able to sit back and eat fufu and drink maltas. And I'm telling you, I love my African food. I even know how to cook some of it. I love goat meat. I'm telling y'all, I come to your country. Don't come with me with no American food. Give me the real deal. I'm telling you, I thank God for you all. Just be encouraged. Just be encouraged. That's all I have to say. Be encouraged. And we got a phone call on the line right quick, and I'm going to go ahead and answer it. And then right after that, we're going to go on with our music for today. And so I just, as I said, I just thank God. I'm so full this morning. I just look like I done had a shock or something. But we thank God. God bless you. How are you today?
Awesome, awesome. How are you? I see the Lord is using you this morning.
My God, I am feeling good right now. I'm telling you, earlier I felt kind of, you know, down and just not feeling too well, you know, but I feel a lot better. I thank God. I thank God.
Well, let me give you confirmation that the Spirit of God was definitely using you. I was recently at a church, and, you know, the pastor, he physically wanted to handle me without my permission. Yeah, so it's going on in the church. They, you know, I didn't show up for church for like a week or two. No one called to check on my family to see how we were doing, to see if we were all right, if we were still alive or anything like that. And then you run across the ministers in the store, and they don't even want to speak. So they not really loving on the people of God like God is telling them to. You know, he say, leave the 99 and go after the one. And it's physical abuse, spiritual abuse, mental abuse. I've been a victim, and I've been the abuser. And God has delivered me in so many different ways. That's why I call myself testimony, because I am a living testimony. The hurt, the pain that I've seen in my life, my God, it would cause something to drop to their knees. But I just keep on pressing, and hearing you pray like that is just, it just lets me know that somebody cares out there, that somebody loves the people of God all over the world. And it's tough out here. In the church, they got cliques. You know, they clicking up together, and they not reaching out like they supposed to, and leaving people ostracized, and they go home feeling bad, wondering what's wrong with themselves. Like you said, it's not you, it's them. You know, and God's going to deal with those people. God definitely going to deal with them. So I know that the Lord is using you to speak that word this morning, because that was powerful. I mean, tremendously powerful. Like the police brutality that's going on right now. I mean, they're abusing people left and right without warrant. And I'm praying for them. I'm praying for their deliverance, and I'm praying for the people they abuse.
That's right. That is.
Yes, I was a victim of police brutality several times.
It's really going on around the world, abuse. You know, I was watching this movie Damage as I was telling people to really mm-hmm. look at it, you know, because it was a bad situation that happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Towards the end. And I cried about it. I said, oh, my God, you know, this is deep. And I let Irako TV, I tweeted them back, and I let them know that I'm going to push this movie because I have a sister here in Detroit, mm-hmm. a great sister of mine that I've been knowing over 19 years. And God brought us back together. I remember when she first was going through abuse. And God mm-hmm. brought us back after, now, can you believe that, after 19 years? God
after
brought
19,
us back 18, last
yeah.
year face to face. And now she's going around, traveling around the states. And she has a great play that's called Blue Sky. And
right.
she's dealt with black eyes and different things. And she has a play
mm-hmm.
that is going around. And I thank God
yeah.
for that. And so when I looked at that movie, I thought about her, and I said, you know, somehow I want to connect this thing because there's so many people that's being abused, and it ain't even got to be by through marriage, but as I stated, it could be the pastor. You know what
right.
I'm saying? The
right.
mother of the
You're
church.
Right.
People is trying to do witchcraft and control
yeah,
spirits,
I know that's right,
you know,
sister.
Over the people of God, and people shaking up.
Mm-hmm.
They scared to answer the phone
yeah.
because the pastor calling them. What happened to you?
Yeah.
I want to say something to
mm-hmm.
the leaders that's listening in. I don't care if you're an apostle over 10,000 churches. If you are out of order, I'm telling you, you better get back in order. God has put you over the sheep to help raise them up, but you don't own them. That's what I
Amen.
Want to let the leaders know. You don't
Thank you, Lord.
Own them. He has put you
yeah.
over them to nurture them, yes, and to bring them up, yes. And they are supposed to follow the word of God through you, but it's a difference.
That's right.
They are supposed to follow the word of God through you, not follow your word. Or where
That's
you're
right.
trying to tell people what they better do. If they haven't been to church in a while, call them up and say, we miss you. We're
That's
praying
right.
for you. But you have
and
no
what?
Authority over them to tell them that they have to be in church. And then I've heard some say, if you don't come to church, you won't be blessed. The devil is a liar.
What?
We recur that
yeah.
back to you. You won't be blessed with that mess coming out of your mouth. Up on the people of God, and people are being suckered into this.
The minister is supposed to serve. Jesus said, let he who is the greatest among you, let him serve you. The minister
That's
is supposed
right.
to do the serving, not the other way around. These people buying their pastors' homes and Lexuses and everything else, and they living in shacks, you know.
That's right.
The minister is supposed to serve the people, you know, and that's what
that's right.
Jesus commanded us to do. And you know, they got to get it right. We all got to get it right. That's why I say,
that's
why
right.
I made that song. Come on, we got to get it together because it's getting so close. The signs of the times, the weather is changing, wars and rumors of wars, meteors falling out the sky. How much more do y'all need? Can you hear it? Can you really hear it?
I know
it?
That's right. You're right about
so,
that, and you said something that made sense. You said to serve the people, and that's right. These pastors, I'm not talking about, now the pastors that's doing right, I'm not speaking to all pastors. That's not what I'm
mm-hmm.
doing. So I don't want nobody getting
right,
off the radio
right.
come out. She was downing out the pastors. That's a lie.
Nah,
no, I'm not.
Nah.
I said pastors.
They know who
they
are. Know who they are.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
walking in the part of being abusive. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And trying to control you know, people, like you said, you know, but a lot of them, they try to pimp. You know, they want to
mm-hmm.
pimp the people of God. If you want to pimp, go back out there and pimp on them streets. But you're
yep.
not supposed to be pimping the men and women of God. And I want the men and women that are listening in right now, if you are in a ministry like that, you better leave because that's not of God.
Right.
God is not
right.
having us here. He didn't die on the cross supposed to be pimped. You know, I'm serious. He really didn't. And so if you are in a church home that has a great teaching, a great foundation, that's awesome. That's wonderful. You stay with your leader, and you support
That's
your
right.
leader. But if you're
That's
somewhere
right.
where the leader is trying to sleep around in the church with everybody in the church, trying to get with everybody, men and women, you know, and children
mm-hmm.
too, and want to take
mm-hmm.
your money and then come against you with wicked sayings on you're not going to be blessed unless you do this, or you're not going to be blessed unless come on now. That stuff is dead. It's not working no more.
And
as the word
of
God said, judgment is going to fall on the house of God. And it is.
It is.
I didn't even know why I said all of this today, but it had to be said.
He's cleaning it up. I'm telling you, and I just want to say this to the mothers and fathers that's raising young men and women. You have to be careful what you allow your children to soak into their spirit, what they listen to on the radio, what they watch on television. I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, they emulate that stuff. They take these visual pixel images and they translate them into their everyday behavior, and you're wondering why your child is angry and upset and violent. Look at the violent video games you bought your child. Look at the violent movies you allow them to watch. And then when he's ready to beat you, then you're wondering what's wrong. What you have
to do is
examine yourself and examine your household and try to censor. You're not going to be able to censor everything because they go to school, but you got to do your best to teach your child right from wrong.
That's true. I agree. I really agree to that. I'm telling you, this is deep. It's deep, but it had to be said. You know, I've always told people that the Lord is the head of this ministry, and whatever he tells me to do, then I have to do. I have to do.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I just feel like this. Somebody listening in, wherever they listening in, needed to hear this today. Somebody has been going through abuse, whatever. I'm telling you, it's something. You know, it's something. And
I pray virtue,
and you know what? We
body.
Have a message from a brother that just came in. We thank God for A Love. He mentioned something just now. He said the minister is supposed to help the body of Christ so that those who are outside can come in the kingdom, including those who've been abused. Thank you, brother. That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
You know, the church is supposed to be the hospital. Where you come in with your problems, you're supposed to get rid. That pastor is supposed to be like a doctor. We know that God is the head doctor, but he has given that gift of doctrine. You get what I'm saying? For these leaders. So when the leaders come, they can help the people. So I thank you, A-Love 5001. I thank God for you because that's so true from what he's just, you know, tweeted to me. And that's so true what he's saying. You know,
it's
not
true.
Coming
it's
from
true.
Being abused or coming from out there from attacks to come in the church to be attacked. That's not
right.
working out.
Right, it's not. They got to change it up. And I pray virtue back into your body that the Lord just bless you for giving such a tremendous outpour this morning. That was an awesome prayer. And seriously, when you pray like that, you know, you get a little drain. So I just pray that God just restore everything that you put out, that he give it to you double folded. And I'm telling people that it's going to take money to use this for our ministry to grow. And just don't stop. Just don't quit. Like she said, keep writing, keep believing, you know, just don't give up. Hold on. Hang on. Your blessing is right there. It is
right there.
Just be patient. I can feel it.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I
that
love you, sister, and I got to go. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, we thank God. Let the people know who you are. And,
I am.
You know, and also let them know you will be on. You're going to be on with us on tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to it.
Amen. Well, I'm Speedy Brown, a.k.a. Testimony. You can find me at SpreakerRadio.com. I'm a host, and it's my sister right here, my sister in Christ. Since we linked up, it's just been like double trouble, and the devil better look out. That's all I can say. Amen. Amen. So let me go. It's been real, and I will talk with y'all later. God bless. Y'all can find me on Facebook.
Right.
Look me up, Speedy Brown.
All right, then. All right. God bless you, brother. All right.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. All right, y'all. We thank God. I'm telling you, we just going to continue to keep praying for those that are being abused and for those that are being the abuser. You know, we just have to keep lifting them up before God and knowing that God is going to fix this situation. And in saying that, while we're getting started with our music for today, our artists that are waiting, people are waiting, what we're going to do is we're going to start this off. our nonstop music with our sister Liz McComb in The Man Upstairs. I want you to listen to this song because basically what she's saying is there's a man upstairs that's listening and he's watching. And that is something. Says somebody got their eyes on you. So that lets you know that somebody, God, is watching. And he's watching us all. And so we're going to start off with that song. And right after that, we're just going to keep it going with our artists of today music. So we pray that this program would uplift you and that whatever you need from the Lord, that you will get it, that your joy will be restored on today. So here we go with Liz McComb, The Man Upstairs. And right after that, we're going to keep it going for you. All right.
Baron Moore. There's a man upstairs that's listening. There's a man upstairs that's waiting and watching. There's a man upstairs that's waiting. He's watching, he's waiting, he's listening. Somebody's watching you, somebody got their eyes on you. Somebody is a thief in the night. You ought to go and get it right. There's a man upstairs that's waiting. There's a man upstairs that's watching and waiting. There's a man upstairs that's listening. He's watching, he's waiting, he's listening. Somebody's watching you, somebody got their eye on you. There's a man upstairs that's waiting. There's a man upstairs that's watching and waiting and listening. There's a man upstairs that's looking. He's watching, he's waiting, he's waiting. He's a watching, he's a waiting, he's a listening. He's a watching, and he's a waiting, he's a listening. Somebody watching, somebody got their eye on you. Coming as a thief in the night. You ought to go and get it right. Hey, there's a man upstairs that's waiting. There's a man upstairs, baby, baby, that's looking and watching. There's a man upstairs that's listening. He's a watching. He's waiting, and he's listening. Oh, he's a watching, and he's waiting, and he's listening. He's a watching, and he's waiting, and he's listening. But baby, he's watching.
First of all, me I come from, the image in him like Linus, me a bonbon. So fit him me a hard and if it not him that a you have to talk to me you pardon. Me not worry about what me gwan eat when me gwan slip up gyre him a punditron. Him a give me strength to trample upon every snake and every single little scorpion. So me a do it like this, me a do it like that. Catch me on any day you have to find me a pump and it represent jaw like that. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. It don't matter where you come from or what you did in the past, jaw love you like that. So I tell you mama,
represent jaw.
When me get me money, put up on me funny coffee, the widows and the orphans.
Church!
Some of them are never speak, some of them are teach, but teachings are weak. Don't condemn them, please, please condemn brethren. The church can get big.
Once forget,
me I do it like this, me I do it like that. Catch me on any day, you have to find me a pump and it represents you like that. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Don't matter where you come from or what you did in the past, y'all love you like that. So I tell your mama,
represent y'all like that, dear.
Yeah?
Why should I tell a lie, yeah?
Bad
man. A boy in a place full of men cannot disrespect no one, no, him around, him a tell me, yeah?
Bad man.
That's right.
Bad man.
He amazing.
Bad man.
I'm
a man at the office, let him know I'm up. And it is written in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Then I neglect the gift that was given to you by the prophecy or the counsel of the elders and they laid them hands on you. Practice these things and immerse yourself in them so that you may be seen by all. Progress. Keep your eyes closed in your kitchen, you know.
Represent your life.
Do it like that. Catch me on any day you want to find me a pump and it represent John like that. You can do it like this. You can do it like that. It don't matter where you come from or what you did in the past, John love you like that. So I tell your mama,
Bad man.
Every night, every hour.
surely come when I will make my Lord and Savior face to face. I'm gonna join the host of angels in the songs. If he lets in, amigo, be the choir master, singing to my Father that they will surely come. I'm gonna join the choir, open the heavens and sing. Mr. Bush, I will be the choir master, and me and you will be singing treble also. And then some tenor. Onye na gwara, eh, onye na mema kibo, na rekele, na rotuto, papa, ana mebulige, you're the mighty God, and there's no one like you, Jesus. Onye na nyewa, onye na gwara, onye na biosa, okoro ya di.
To Jadon David Ayo. Welcome to planet Earth,
Lord,
young man.
I,
Mr. Push,
listen to me, people. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side. In the middle of the night, I will stand beside you no matter what you see. Deep down in the valley, or even up on the mountain top, even in the wilderness, my God will make that way where there seems to be no way. Don't stop, hold on to Him. He will see you through your hair. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. My God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side.
Listen to me.
My faith is ice, and it declares what it is today. It is never over until it is over. I am unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. But patience brings possession. My tongue is the pain of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm still holding on to the word of the Most High God. Oh my God, child. Oh my God. If you care for the sparrows in the air, I'm convinced that I can sing it one more time a day. Cause patience brings possession. My tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. Play this song for me. Play this song for me. Talk to me. right of my path. Yes, you do. You guide me all the way. Yes, you do. And no matter what I see, no matter how I feel, no matter what I'm saying, you tell me I can move on, and I can move on. If I hold on to you, it's a thrill with my soul, it's a thrill with my soul. I love to sing you, I love, I love, I love, I love, I love to sing your praise. I won't give up, I won't give up, I won't give up, no. Because God is by your side.
Oh. It's all was over.
Don't you give up now. Keep moving on. Keep holding on. Keep trusting God. He will never let you down. No matter what you see, no matter how you feel, no matter what you hear, keep on moving on. La 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 la. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul today. It is well, it is well with my soul today. It is well, yeah. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
Better days are here cause I got the recipe for heat. You know the kitchen's always hot, so I'ma make you feel the heat. Now how you wanna beat me? Just sit, you know, go feet, yeah. And now you know that for life is on a mission. My flow's unending like continuous submissions. Just sit back, relax, pay attention to my rendition. Already know what you gon' say, whom so delicious. I hear my boss calling, I tell him, man, I'm done. I hear my passion calling, I answer to the call. My feet are steady climbing, and I will never fall. Don't fear contemporaries, I'm always standing tall. Man, I ain't a newcomer, I don't need no uniforms. You wanna why I'm standing out, it's cause I'm thinking out of the box. Nothing's new to me, man, you know I ain't a foreigner. You getting excited already, join my euphoria.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. on the praise and the beauty.
Yes, so
that I can't on the beat. Aye.
O vive la yo de sore, ete que we. O vive la yo de sore, ete que se. Wega y allí abrió costa, wega mie. O vive la yo de sore, ete que we. Now for that make you change your ways and they go.
My heart is full. We thank those God. You what the Alpha Omega, Gloria, you have to rule. The new life you gave me, Lord, has broken silence to me. So I will lift my hands and say to you, Ime, Imela, Trinity, Imela, I, oh, oh. And you make a lady now to fly, Imela, Trinity, Imela, I, oh, oh.
Show me the little bit of it after, daddy.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It all belongs to Jesus. woman, this woman, this woman, this woman, yeah. King Solomon said, don't awaken love before it's time. So many people rushing to love, but love is patient, love is kind. Don't rush to love, let love find you, for my single people. You know, before you meet your wife, you gotta have a vision of her. That's why I wrote this poem right here.
Right here.
This woman here has me getting spiritual reactions off her conversation. And that's funny because we're not even fornicating. I'm just amazed at all her godly revelation. When I see a gift to the nation. When I see God's most beautiful creation. I see prophecies of godly fantasies in her eyes. I see peaceful winds and calm tides. And I promise you, one day I was gazing, I could have sworn I saw Jesus the Christ walk by. And I know that she's human, but I feel like heaven when I'm with her. There's really no one word to fit her. And when it comes to the truth, there's really none more realer. Excuse my English, but my tongue gets captured as I walk down her green pastures. And every time I kiss her, my soul feels like it's been caught in the rapture. She reminds me of Ruth because she's full of the truth, some stuff that bears fruit. Gentle as a dove with the passion of a youth. And every time I hug her, I have to repent. Because whatever this is she has, I know I'm not worthy of it. She fills my heart with conviction. Her sacrifices are a practical depiction of the crucifixion. This woman here, man, she fine even in the wintertime when the spaghetti straps and Daisy Dukes out of season. And it's hard to expose your behind. I'm like her King Solomon and she's my Queen Sheba. We're not unequally yoked, man, she's a believer. Matter of fact, she's an overachiever, an interceder mixed with promise keeping. When I'm weak, she's powerful enough to assume the role of leader. Man, she's a book I'm interested in studying. I wanna highlight her mind, dissect her content, make penetration with her intellect as our thoughts intersect. I wanna touch her heart's bicep, caress her dialect. But the only problem is, I haven't even met her yet. Met her yet. Met her yet. Met her yet.
We love you. We need you,
Lord,
love
me.
Rock to this. Even creased up khakis had to stand to this. You wanna talk about hood? Well, let's keep it real. Jesus Christ died for us and that's for really real. What y'all gon' do? You gotta know and believe. Don't get weak, but see, I know it's hard to conceive. But God got you. He's gonna keep you no matter what the devil do. Stand strong, God will pull you through.
All the blessings come from you. With the children know for sure it's true. Even when we're going.
Mama, baby, daddy, let's kill the drama. Little homies having sex, pregnant and little mama. Yes, and nobody's fed up at the way we live. Satisfied with food stamps, GR ain't the biz. Took prayer off the school and the belt out my hand. Wonder why children are terrorizing the land. 10 years old, caught a murder case, facing a life sentence. We need to reevaluate this.
All the blessings come from you, where the children know.
glitz and glamour. Talking about being shot and being thrown in a slammer. Say they stunning, but they frontin' as they pose for the camera. Talking like they running something, but they losing their stamina. See, I realize it's more than life than fame. I'd rather praise Jesus' name and tell you why he came. How he died on the cross, cause we were so simple. Just be penning, you be saved. Man, it's just that simple. I'm not saying that it's easy to be Christian life. There's been times I shed tears and laid awake at night. But I fight the good fight and only God can judge me. Tell you life is beautiful and it's looking ugly. I just wanted you to know you're supposed to love me. If I fall, pick me up. Don't push and shove me. Asking you to pray for me when you think you love me. Cause the devil wanna shit me like weed stomp and smudge me.
I don't want anybody to get the wrong.
Today we thank God for the word that came forth earlier, and I just want to say the different links that we didn't get a chance to play today, we will do them on tomorrow. But we just want to thank everybody for listening in from around the world, and also I want to mention on tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, links will be posted for everybody around the world to listen in, but we have our own gospel recording artist, C.D. Brown, Don Floss, and more. And we're going to have a great time on tomorrow evening with great testimonies and music and more. So we just want y'all to keep it locked keep tuning in with the links. We want to say God bless once again to everybody that listened in on today, to all of the artists. God bless you. We're going to do it again tomorrow, earlier. Links will be posted, and then we'll be on again tomorrow night. So we just want to say God bless you. Always know that the Lord loves you, and the angel on deck, Angel of Melody, loves you too. Ending us off will be our great brother, G-A-2-R, Gospel According to Rap. And this is a great song called The Key. And we will be back on tomorrow. God bless you.
Jehovah Jireh. In my hand I save souls like Elijah. He testified me Messiah walked on the river. Now Shiva, as I leave you with a slight fever. The devil is a liar, man, no need to smoke no reefer, unbeliever. Some say Jah, L-S-T-I-I, but me say Jesus Christ, we the Most High. I Braga Rus, Kusei, Kusei Krae, filled you with the Spirit, now I praise him every day. The Rainmaker.
Jesus Christ, King of all the world, just can't win some cause he loves all man. Sim Sima, Holy Ghost fire for the preacher. You want test him, I'm a rich the unbeliever. Achiever, bumping GHZ in my beamer. We don't smoke no reefer, getting high up Christ Jesus. Religion, don't you know the devil's a deceiver? We're here to preach the gospel and to be our brother's keeper. Big up!
Why, but the sheriff had to die.
Me a chance of summer day, from Sunday to Saturday. Me search the scripture, like the search for Saddam Hussein. I be Mr. Roth. Me no be son God, me son of God, firstborn. First amongst the brethren, begotten of the Holy One. Son of the risen one, star of the morning sun. Richest man in Babylon, walking water, speaking tongues. Superhero number one, what's a bond? In Japan, me Ichiban, come on.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world,
you know how we do 24/7, 365. We're still alive. God rules, baby. For our kids and our unborn babies, keeping it gravy.